is a motion of front door and lighting for the minor beneficial area.
Is it a green order?
No, it's not a green order, it needs to be evidence for hearing. I believe for your own, yeah, in my letter.
For hearing, it's not a uniform motion about that, is it?
I.
The folks behind are nodding wisely and sagely in agreement with everything I'm saying, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so how is this a uniform motion counter now?
Okay, so, we are here because we would like to get a hearing set on here.
All right, have you called Alex?
Come on, again, send the letter to your office. I don't know whether you would.
The first two, Spalino, consent.
I would ask you how you'd like to do this.
Well, see, but I don't do stuff like that.
Okay. And I called my assistant to confirm if the hearing was on, if this indicated it was on your calendar. So again, I have no objection if your honor would like to set this for an evidentiary hearing.
Here's the thing, I don't have to. It's a case. It's just like every other case. Everybody that's involved in this case.
I think the two pieces I need now, Spalino, and the.
So if there's something that needs to be set for hearing, just call up Alex, get his time, and set it.
The consent order, and his testimony from the 15th.
I think the folks are under the impression that they are really special. And maybe they are, but their cases, it's just as a case, I handle them, everybody else handles cases. If they're assigned to them, it's assigned to me. I handle it the same way as everybody else's. All the administrative orders are always applied to everybody.
It's consigned.
I understand.
Okay.
This is an unusual circumstance, which is why I sent the letter.
Here's the hearing. And here's the hearing. And is that his consent on it? No. And the consent order.
Very good. Stop talking now.
What?
Okay.
No, I need to know that.
We are here to set a hearing on the motion for clarification. We asked for, I believe, 9 minutes, and we're told we have to do 21. So we do that before we get one.
She served.
In light of your ruling in December, validating the document, the final judgment you entered on December 16th, the determining that the will is valid, that would mean Elliot Bernstein lacks standing individually to participate in the case. So what we'd like you to rule today at 8:45 hearing, which we can do in 2 minutes of argument, is determined based on your final judgment that Elliot Bernstein individually lacks standing because he's not a beneficiary of the Shirley Bernstein Trust or the Shirley Bernstein Estate. That's the relief we seek. In addition, once you determine...
Didn't I already decide that in the decision that I did in December?
But implicitly, you decided that issue, but you did not, you know, first you had to decide what was valid, and now we're coming back for the follow-on relief, which I think is appropriate, 8:45, to say, in light of your ruling, Elliot lacks individual stand. The second part of our motion, seek the guardian ad litem for his children, and upon your ruling, he lacks standing, and if he's going to contest that, that might need an evidentiary hearing, but we're not here to schedule that. We're here to issue, you know, we can handle the first part of our motion, which is to determine that Elliot Bernstein individually lacks standing in light of the final judgment upholding the will. And we'd like you to enter that order today, reserve ruling on the rest of our motion, which will be set with Alex in ordinary course.
Okay. Ms. Bernstein, do you agree that my order that was entered shows you have no standing to participate further in this litigation?
No.
Okay, what legal authority do you have to support your position?
Well, we haven't even had a hearing on it, and we would need to...
Yeah, do you have any legal authority?
Well, my name is in the trust document. I don't understand what legal authority means.
How many times have you been in front of...
A few.
Okay, and how many times have you been in front of other judges?
Very few, but...
And this case is...
3 years.
You've got this case every time you...
Okay, I've had standing the whole time.
If you continue to interrupt me, mm-hmm. you'll find yourself in a bad situation. I'm allowed to interrupt people because I have to keep people on track. You're not allowed to interrupt me. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a yes?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Please don't do it again.
Yes, sir.
I'm being courteous now. I can be a different kind of guy if you need me to. Yeah. You said you don't know what legal authority is. I'm just ready to tell you. First, I was citing how many times you've been in court, and I'm surprised that you haven't picked up that I follow the law when I'm in court. But I do. If you haven't picked that up yet, I'm telling you specifically, I follow the law. So when I say, what legal authority do you have to support your position? I mean, what statute are you relying on? What rule of procedure? What cases that have been decided by appellate courts? Of what decisions that I have rendered or some other trial representative you cite to support your position?
I don't have those today, and I'm not prepared for that. This needs to be an evidentiary hearing. I'm going to put on evidence. I put in a response yesterday to this.
So the answer to my question, you're...
And I'm medically unfit, by the way, excuse me, today. I've put that to the court. I'm on medicine, heavy medicine. I shouldn't even be here today. I've asked them... Excuse me?
Can I stop you a second?
Sir.
Thanks. Because I told you a minute ago I am allowed to interrupt you, but I have permission this time as courtesy.
Thank you.
Well, that's the kind of guy I am. Now, in answer to my question, what legal authority do you have to support your position? Your answer is none. Is that right?
Well, my answer is, my position that I'm a beneficiary under the trust?
No.
Oh, okay. What's
We're not here on that question at all. I've already decided that question.
No, you haven't. We only did a validity. Well, Your Honor, let me ask a question.
Stop it. I told you not to argue with you. So thanks very much for your input. Motion is granted as to the first clause of your request. And everything else is an evidentiary matter, and we'll have it set in order. So, do you have a proposal for
him? I have a line on the bottom of it. That's an interesting thing. I have a proposal for that.
Okay.
I want to address the other question. I don't want to take up more of Your Honor's time. How much time do you need for an evidentiary hearing? Because the last one...
30 minutes is all it'll take.
Thank you, sir.
Your Honor.
Your Honor, the only thing I would ask is when you request a joint hearing, the two separate cases, but we both filed a motion for what we've already had an item, and the interest of judicial economy, we would ask permission to
Your Honor. I'm confused. You're saying I don't have standing as a beneficiary? The documents you approved last hearing have me as a beneficiary in the trust document.
Sir, I'll not be able to eliminate your confusion today. I'm sorry. Please consult with an attorney to answer or she can answer.
Okay. And there's one more thing I'd like to present.
We're done with the first thing.
I got what you're doing. More fraud on the court.
My order is 4 pages on the first and one of the first department.
I'm waiting for Bill. You're going to prison, Alan.
Who set the hearing?
Yeah, you're going to prison.
Alan, let's go set the hearing.
I'm busy, so I'll contact my office and I'll do it. I don't have my calendar, so sorry.
You don't have a calendar?
I don't, but you're going to be going to jail soon.
I will try to, whatever he tells me, I will do, but I will absolutely.
Enjoy your short-lived success. Spleen is a felon. And Morrissey's going to jail too with him. They're all going, I know. All right, I will. Okay.
I don't know if they are either. I don't know if anybody's in here, I think you're.